Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio now. I'm Bonnie North. The nearly 100-year-old Sears building on the corner of Fond du Lac and North used to bustle with shoppers. But as the fortunes in that part of the city changed, well, so did the use of the building. A few decades ago, its owners converted it into the Milwaukee Mall. And from the outside, it may look as though nothing much is going on inside. But Lake Effect's Mayon Silver found local entrepreneurs running businesses there and running them without a lot of outside support. But things could change as city leaders work to breathe new life into this central city neighborhood.
If you look at the stately cream brick building from the outside, you may not know that the Milwaukee Mall is open for business. One of the only signals is a bright yellow sign hanging below a boarded-up second-floor window, reading Milwaukee Mall. The once-inviting display windows on the street level are blocked off and shuttered with metal gates.
You know, you can't have something as vast as this mall sit here for another 30 years housing just interior storefronts that nobody can see.
That's Tony Gibson, chairman of the Johnson's Park Neighborhood Association. He agreed to meet me at the mall and offer his take on this neighborhood spot that he hadn't been to in 25 years.
When we came in, there was one of the businesses that sold winter coats and things. You know, I happened to be at Bayshore yesterday. I was looking for a coat for my grandson. You know, I had no idea that they sold, you know, clothing and those type of wares in here.
The person selling the coats is Michael Hodges, nicknamed Skrill. His shop is right by the entrance, and he's hung his brightly colored clothes so that they cascade down the walls. Skrill calls his brand of shirts, hoodies, and hats Happy Hustlin'.
For the people that's in like the urban community, we tend to think that hustle has something to do with drugs and things of that nature, but I figured out that we hustle, and no matter what we're doing in any circumstances.
Calling Skrill resourceful is an understatement. When he decided to start his business, he logged onto YouTube to learn how to iron logos onto prints. And he explored Facebook to find a heat press and a guy to design his logos. Then Skrill put his outgoing nature to work.
I know a lot of people in the city, so I just started asking people to wear my shirts. I really got known off taking a lot of pictures with supporters.
Yet his goal is to do more than sell clothes.
In any form or fashion that the community can come together and figure out how we can lift this mall back up, because that's what I'm trying to do. Give the people a convenient place to shop at for a low price so we can reduce some of this crime, letting people know you don't have to go and rob and kill, steal for this stuff.
He also knows that others are looking to him as an example.
I'm making a transition myself as far as living a life of crime, not being educated in certain areas, but I'm figuring out certain things that's beneficial. I just want to spread it. So I'm trying to make it cool because I knew what it took for me to make the transition or realize certain things is not easy in the community that I come from.
Skrill has already lifted up a few fellow entrepreneurs. He hired an employee, and his friend Brandon Springfield runs a U-Haul satellite out of his shop.
Any service that U-Haul offers right here in the Milwaukee Mall, we can do it.
Springfield says that he's known Skrill for a while, and they've been persistent together.
Since day one, we've done a couple different business ventures. We've been out here with snow removal, mechanics on the cars. We've just been dedicated and focused pretty much throughout the journey.
Pamela Campbell worked with Skrill until she could start her own shirt pressing business down the hall. She says that the shop owners know they're in it together.
A lot of black-owned businesses, they don't thrive like a lot of other nationality businesses do. So we try to form an alliance to work with each other and help each other.
In a stall near Campbell's shirt shop, Chris Jones runs a key-cutting business. He started it after the Ace Hardware store where he had worked for 10 years closed.
I cut keys for one single dollar. People don't have a lot of money yet right now, you know, so you know, I give them something that they can afford.
Jones says he also remains committed to making the mall work.
Just like it had its ups and downs, but we, you know, we hang in there for the long run. We here, you know, we promoting it, trying to get it back where it was at.
And so how do you think you could get other people in here, both storekeepers and customers?
By, you know, just promoting the mall, social media, you know, word of mouth, you know, try to get it out there even more than it is right now. You know what I'm saying? We do this on a daily, you know, me and my happy hustle, Randy, we all do it, Pamela, you know, we all do it. We try to promote in our own different way, plus promote together.
My hat comes off to them. It takes a lot to run your own business, a lot of personal investment of your finances.
That's Tony Gibson again from the Neighborhood Association. While he appreciates the entrepreneurial spirit, Gibson says there are better ways for growing businesses than relying on social media and word of mouth. And he says that the government could do more in terms of providing training and loans and perhaps changing a few rules.
We had one business owner that I was speaking to that said that because he's a convicted felon, he's not eligible for any type of subsidies, grants, small business. And see, that's got to stop, okay? Because if somebody served their time, they come out, they're not, you know, actively engaged in criminal activity, they need to have a chance to make it in the world. Okay.
And there needs Gibson to be starts talking about the Community Planning Council of residents and neighborhood organizations that meet monthly to discuss local businesses. Longtime mall customer Joseph Stewart stops and listens attentively, starting to talk with Gibson.
A lot of business that's around here, it's good business. Not every business is going to last around here. Honestly,
I ask Stewart if he thinks the shopkeepers know about these meetings, and he says,
I'm pretty sure they don't, because we don't get information down here. Only way we get information is word of mouth, and that's somebody coming in off the street letting us know.
Alderman Russell Stamper wants to capitalize on and introduce resources into these local networks. It's a concept he calls Build From Within, and through it, he's been setting up business incubators within his district.
So what we're doing is looking for local entrepreneurs who have a business idea, who have a business plan, help them develop that plan, bring them the resources they need, give them the location or the building that they need within the 15th District.
Stamper says that the Milwaukee Mall is one of the spots in the 15th District currently undergoing an urban planning process, and the city aims to have a development team in place by spring. He envisions the 1920s building eventually housing cafe shops, a restaurant, some condos, possibly MATC. He wants renovations to mean good things for the businesses already located there.
We want them involved. They have a business there. They're keeping it afloat, so they are very important to the development of that area.
As these plans unfold, shirt presser Pamela Campbell says that being her own boss, while a lot of work, has been worth it.
I've been able to take care of my bills here and my bills at home, so when I go home and lay down at night, I feel good about my days.
For Lake Effect, this is Mayan Silver at the Milwaukee Mall.
You can have a look inside the Milwaukee Mall through a slideshow at WUWM.com.